And also very important, one beautiful dua we should read. This dua normally we read when we're making wudu, after we wash our hands. Allahumma qfil li zambi. Oh Allah, forgive my sins. Wabastik li fi dari. And oh Allah, expand my house, make my house comfortable for me. Wabarik li fi riski. And oh Allah, grant me barakah in my sustenance. What a beautiful dua. We are asking, oh Allah, and this hadith, the previous hadith, the third part, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Wabki ala khatiyatik. That cry over your sins. Allahu Akbar. One of the people, the seven people whom Allah Ta'ala will grant shade under his arsh on the day of Qiyamah, that person, zakkarallaha khaliyan, that person who sits in solitude, fafadat aynahu, and he sheds tears out of the fear of Allah, over regret of his gunas. One zikr, a person can make Allah, Allah, la ilaha illallah, third kalima, fourth kalima, durur sharif, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem, all this is part of zikr. Another zikr, kullu mutin fa huwa zakir, every obedient person is a zakir. So in this way, we make our homes environment of deen, inshaAllah, and we stay away from gunas. So what a beautiful dua, Allah maqfili zami, oh Allah, this is the time we need to turn to Allah, oh Allah, forgive my sins. Allah, make my house accommodating for me. Make it spacious for me. Make it an environment of deen. Now in lockdown, people are worried of the risk and sustenance. وَبَارِكْ لِي فِي رِسْكِ And oh Allah, grant me barakah in my sustenance. Lastly, respected listeners, we know the incident of the people of the cave. Allah Ta'ala mentioned, is awal fityatu ila al-kahfi. When the youth took refuge in the cave, that time, there was a lot of shirk taking place, a lot of wrong and evil. And to escape that environment, these youngsters took refuge in the cave. فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَذُنْكَ رَحْمَةً O Allah, bestow on us mercy, especially from yourself. وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا And O Allah, facilitate a suitable solution for us in our plight, in our predicament. So this dua also we should recite. This is the dua of the Ashab al-Kahf when they were in the cave, in solitude. So we also need to, I need every second of our moment, every moment of our life in need of the mercy of Allah. So we make this dua. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً Oh Allah, grant us your special mercy. وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا And oh Allah, facilitate a suitable solution for us in this problem of ours, in this plight, in this predicament of ours, especially in our times, this coronavirus, this COVID-19. May Allah protect us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with afiyat. As I mentioned, inshaAllah, tomorrow we will discuss what a'mal, what actions should we do in the home to make it an Islamic environment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.